In 3, 2, 1. Yo, everyone, it's Filmmaker Mike, and I'm here with my spoiler-filled flash reaction, review, first thoughts, whatever you want to call it. I finally got to see The Flash, and I just got back, and here are my spoiler-filled thoughts on the movie. 2 hours and 24 minutes. And wow, let me say, honestly, it's been a long time coming. If I'm not mistaken, they announced this movie back in 2014. And I think they probably were working on the Flash movie for much longer than that. They've been wanting to make one, but this movie was announced 2014, if I'm not mistaken. Around the same time, the Grant Gustin TV series was first announced, and it's gone through many different directors, and now it's finally out for the general masses, and lo and behold, it's quite a ride from start to finish. I enjoyed it a lot, and let me read the description here, just to set things up. Worlds collide, literally, when the Flash uses his superpowers to travel back in time to change the events of the past. However, when his attempt to save his family inadvertently alters the future, he becomes trapped in a reality in which General Zod has returned, threatening annihilation with no other superheroes to turn to. The Flash looks to coax a very different Batman out of retirement and rescue an imprisoned Kryptonian, albeit not the one he's looking for. So, again, a fun ride from start to finish. I love how the movie kicks off and starts. And it's got a great opening action sequence. So we get to see, what's his name? Batfleck, of course, and Batfleck's Alfred. My goodness, I'm blanking on his name while I Google it. So we get to see Jeremy Irons. There we go. Jeremy Irons is back just for a quick bit, but it was great to see him back again. We even get to see Boba Fett. Of course, not Boba Fett, literally. Temuera Morrison. We get to see him real quick, which was like, wow, you guys really put him in there? But, you know, you couldn't put Henry Cavill. Anyway, we get to see Wonder Woman back for a quick bit as well. Right at the beginning, she gets to save Batfleck right at the last moment, which was cool. But like, really, that was it? Like, how much did you pay her? The Batfleck suit was meh. It looked cooler at first, but man, let me just say, the Batfleck suit has never looked worse. Let me just say that. And yes, it's pretty clear, it's pretty obvious. I am partial to the Zack Snyder treatment of these characters, but honestly, I've always enjoyed his take and the way he portrays these characters and puts them on the screen, that bar has been set really high for me. But anyway, the opening action sequence was pretty fun. There's Alfred contacts Barry to get to Gotham General Hospital to save anyone that he can. He saves a few. He saves like a ambulance driver, if I'm not mistaken, at the beginning. And then he saves. There's a scene, and if you're in the know with the Funko Pops and the collectibles and merchandise, there is this Funko Pop moment of the Flash running to save a bunch of babies. And they show it here. And let me just say this. If you thought the baby of Bella and Edward in the Twilight series or whatever last Twilight movie that was, Renesmee, looked terrible as a CGI baby, holy shit. You don't just get one ugly baby, digital CGI baby. You get several. And it's just so obvious that these are not, they're obviously not using real babies on set. That I get why that would also be tough to actually work with not just one, but several real babies in those kind of stunts. That no, yeah, definitely CGI. But my goodness, they just look terrible. They looked absolutely terrible. Some of the effects, that was just the part, that was mostly the part that kind of took me out, is the very fake looking baby CGI babies. Other than that, all the other effects looked fine. It looked okay. It was blink and you'll miss it, or really quick. But the other than that, the opening action scene was pretty cool. He was saving the babies. He was saving the, you know, except for the babies that just looked so fake. It just took me out of it. But I digress. The chase scene with Batman was pretty cool. So I was hoping that it would have been a Batman villain, right? It would only make sense. This is, after all, a love letter to DC and DC fans. But no, it's just some random kid, random rich kid or whatever, trying to stole a virus, trying to hold money for ransom or whatever. And I'm like, could have done better. It literally could have been a Batman villain that we've seen before, or could have been a new Batman villain that we haven't seen, that, hey, introduce him here. Why not? A Batfleck villain. That would have been cool. It would have made more sense. But anyway, moving on. Barry gets to talk to Bruce, to Batfleck, about going back in time, because he just so happens to discover, when Barry's running really fast, he's talking to his dad, who is in jail, and then his dad's reliving the past and, you know, talking about, do you remember when your mom used to make the pasta sauce and all that stuff and we would hang out? And Barry's literally outside of their old home, and the light comes on. Someone else is there, of course, but he's reliving it. And he's on the phone with his dad. The Flash suit looks cool, by the way. At first, when I saw it, it looked really awkward and weird. There's still some angles and shots that make it look really bulky in his head and his face. It looks like his head is like so huge. But I love the glowing effect when he's like about to power up, or when before he like goes and runs really fast and super speeds. I like that. I like the light. The lighting, I like the lenses. It's pretty cool. And I like that he's supposed to, you know, keep an eye on his calorie intake. He's got his thing on his watch where he's running low. He needs to constantly eat because he's burning. So his metabolism is on overdrive. That's how he gets to be super fast. He needs to fuel up, basically, and eat. As was mentioned before, he's a snack hole, you know, of snacks. Like, he just constantly eats because his metabolism is an overdrive, super, and to be able to, since he's burning so much calories, especially when he's running and using his powers, he needs to constantly replenish his caloric intake. I like the use of his many powers. That was pretty awesome. The Back to the Future aspect of it was pretty cool. Meeting the other younger Barry was awesome as well. And then finally meeting Michael Keaton's Batman, that was cool. And of course, Sasha Kaye's Supergirl, that was also cool. And then the one thing that I'm still struggling with is that, yes, it's an alternate reality. General Zod is there, and Feyora is there as well. The Kryptonian, General Zod's Kryptonian faction is there, which was cool. But man, again, it's not the same. It's not the same as Man of Steel. They're fighting. Supergirl is fighting General Zod, and it looks cool. But instead of having this awesome score, it's just a needle drop track, which is fine. But it's just, really, you're having an epic Kryptonian battle, and you're having a needle drop moment instead of like an epic score. And some of the score is good, don't get me wrong. But I'm like, man, I was kind of missing that epic film score when I'm watching Supergirl versus General Zod. So, but hey, that's just me. It stood out. I noticed it, so I'm just pointing it out. I thought we got a decent amount of Michael Keaton as Batman. That was pretty cool. Great action scenes. Supergirl as well. I thought we could have gotten a little bit more Supergirl. We got a good amount, I thought, but a little bit more perhaps would have been cool as well. Sasha Kaye was great. Michael Keaton, of course, was great. He is the very first Batman that I was ever exposed to. He is my Batman. When I was a kid, literally, when I watched Batman 1989. The biggest thing that really, going into this movie, a few days ago, unfortunately, while I was on Twitter, people just stopped giving a shit and they just posted screenshots from the movie. And it's the literal, here we go, spoilers, big spoilers, still screenshots of Christopher Reeve, Superman, with Helen Slater, Supergirl, and Nicolas Cage, Superman. Some of the, you know, worlds collide. And the Nicolas Cage Superman was cool. Christopher Reeve Superman, what kind of bothered me is like, okay, it's obviously not Christopher Reeve. It's just a CGI recreation, deep fake, or whatever you want to call it, of the actor, of the great Christopher Reeve. So, and even Helen Slater. So it's not an action scene. They fly in and they're standing there. They're looking at the worlds colliding. And it just felt empty. Now, I already had a feeling. I already knew that we were going to see Christopher Reeve. I just did not see what it looked like yet. But people on Twitter just did not give a shit. They posted it a few days ago, and I just saw it once, twice, and people were complaining and basically saying, like, you know, what the hell? Like, and I get it. Because instead of seeing at least Henry Cavill for 5 seconds, we got an empty CGI of Christopher Reeve Superman, which is like, hey, it's cool. Legacy, classic Superman character. But it's not even the real actor. It's not even a performance. It's not even old footage from the Christopher Reeve films, Superman films. It's a deep fake CGI. And it just felt empty. Like, so what? That's how it felt like. The Nicolas Cage Superman was cool because you actually got to see a bit of an action scene between him and the mechanical alien spider using his heat vision. And then you get to see him. So that was pretty cool. And again, the fact that, hey, that Nicolas Cage Superman movie was never made, never existed. It was on the verge of being made. So that was cool. That's kind of different. Yeah. Michael Shannon as General Zod coming back was okay. It looked cool in the trailer. Still looked cool here, but it's just not the same. Holy shit. It's just not the same as it was in Man of Steel. And I don't mean to be comparing it, but how can I not? That's where this came from. So yeah, that's some of the parts that I'm struggling with. The fact that they tried to recreate some of those key moments in Man of Steel, which some of the stuff looked cool when Barry was actually there, when we find out Barry was there, he saved the kid. He didn't even have his flash suit on yet. He just had like stuff on him and had a mask on him, and he got to save this one kid. That was pretty cool. But the recreation of Man of Steel moments, or like the characters, like bringing them back, like, man, it's not the same. They weren't given the same weight that they had as far as on-screen presence and just, you know? I hope that's pretty clear as far as what I'm trying to, the point that I'm trying to make as far as that. And again, yes, I am partial to Man of Steel. That is it's got to be my favorite DCEU film, because that's the one that started it all for me. So the Dark Flash was cool. I kind of wish we got more, but I guess it kind of made sense. The younger Barry was cool. I like his suit, his Batman modified Flash suit. Ezra Miller, they actually gave a terrific performance. Not once, but twice, because you get two different Barry Allens here, an older and a younger Barry Allen. So they did actually very well. Dramatic moments, comedic timing, emotional stuff. Man, it is a ride from start to finish, and there is some emotional moments in there that I thought were nailed very well. The action is cool. There's great bits of humor here and there, and moments where I was laughing and a bunch of people at the theater were laughing. It was pretty packed, so that was cool. And another what the F moment at the very end, when Barry comes back to and he gets to fix everything. And he comes back. The biggest, and I heard about this, I had a feeling already what this was going to be. When he meets up with Bruce Wayne again, it's not Batfleck. It's fucking George Clooney Batman. Bruce Wayne. George Clooney. Yes. Let me repeat that. George Clooney Bruce Wayne. From 1997's Batman and Robin. Now, I don't have anything against his portrayal of Batman, Batman and Robin. It was fine. There's a part of me that still enjoys that movie, but holy shit. So are we really going to go forward with this? George Clooney really is coming back as Batman, or that must be just a one and done, right? Because if supposedly the script for the sequel for The Flash has already been written, and Andy Muschietti has explicitly said he doesn't see himself making another Flash movie unless Ezra Miller returns in their role. But then again, perhaps Andy Muschietti is done with The Flash because he has just been announced that he will be directing the Batman, the Brave and the Bold movie for James Gunn's DC Universe. So, if they do make a Flash sequel, it'll most likely be a different director. And who knows by then, if do we get Ezra Miller returning in their role, or is it going to be a recast? We don't know. It's too early to tell. It's got to depend on how this movie will do box office wise. The most practical and logical thing would be for Ezra Miller not to return. But, you know, in this world, in this day and age, you just never know. Who knows? So that was the biggest what the F moment. What the fuck moment. George Clooney. Like, I get it. He's cool. He's part of the legacy. But really, are we going forward with this? So, and then the end credit scene is just Barry Allen and Arthur Curry, Jason Momoa, Arthur Curry, stepping out of a bar, and Arthur Curry's drunk as fuck, collapses on this puddle of water, and is just like, you know, it gives him one of his rings to Barry to get more beer, Atlantean jewelry. I'm like, really? That's your end credit scene? Yeah, we do have the Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom coming up. That will be the final of the DCEU films. But really, that's your end credit scene? Just like, okay. So, you know, it wasn't just, man, it could have been something a little bit more exciting, but, you know. Oh, well. So, again, I enjoyed the Flash movie from start to finish. I think it's worth watching on the big screen. It looks fantastic. It looks great. I love seeing the Flash use his many different powers, phasing, and his tornado is blasting lightning. Look cool. On the CW show, it looked bad. And maybe that's also because they have a lower budget. On the big screen, it looked cool. Yeah. No Cyborg. Superman, Henry Cavill, you get to see the back of him for like a second on the news because he's like dealing with a volcano. Like, whoop-de-doo, but you couldn't show his face because, you know, we don't like Henry Cavill here, whatever. Holy shit, man. I swear. Like, bro, just the level of disrespect. It's just astounding because we just celebrated the 10th anniversary of Man of Steel. And here we are on the Flash movie going back to the Man of Steel, and yet one of the key elements, the biggest key element of that, the character himself, Superman, was nowhere to be seen in this movie. Nowhere. Like, the, what did they call it? The Chrono Ball, which is basically what the Flash sees. Like, he sees the future when he's, like, running back and running forward, running back. He can reverse time and he's seeing the events. And it's clearly all CGI. It's clearly all, you know, you get to see Henry Cavill there, but not really, because it's not really him. It's CGI Superman. They do mention or connect with Iris West. She says, like, I feel like we've seen each other before recently. And she's referring to when he saves her in the Snyder Cut. So that was cool. And, you know, supposedly Snyder fans were supposed to be so happy because it treats the Snyderverse with respect and, like, it connects it and it keeps it. Yeah, I get it. But still, there's still some parts where I'm like, really? That's it? That's the best you could have done? Like, man. Anyway, I still highly recommend checking this out on the big screen, though. It was really fun to see. I want to see it again. And I want to see if my feelings on some of the stuff that I'm not 100% on change. But I do want to see it again. And I want to see it the second time and see if anything changes for me then. But I had a great time watching it. I love the beginning. I love the humor and the bits of comedy here and there. Oh yeah, another big thing that I thought was like really under you, or like really you had that but you didn't use it. The Batmobile, the Keaton Batmobile. We got to see it, but no scene of Batman getting back into the Batmobile. No, nothing. Nothing with the Batmobile. Like younger Barry just falls asleep in it in the inside the Batmobile. Whoop-de-doo. That's it. Batwing, though, really cool. Lots of action. Great action sequences. Michael Keaton, Batman. But no Batmobile scene. I don't know how you can. Man, you had the 89 Batmobile back on the big screen, but nothing. Nothing. Batman doesn't drive it. Not even the Flash. I mean, come on. How can you not have a scene with the Batmobile? It just doesn't make sense. Like, missed opportunity. A huge missed opportunity. So, just pointing it out. But other than that, hey, great stuff with the Bat Cycle with Batfleck and Keaton with the Batwing. Fantastic action sequences. Lots of fun. And young Barry and older Barry were cool. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to share my thoughts with spoilers. Let me know if you've seen it. Hopefully you have seen it. Or if you just don't care and you just listen to this, hey, that's cool too. But thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And yeah. Let me know your thoughts if you've seen The Flash yet or you plan to see it. So that's pretty much it. So till next time, come on, Barbie, let's go party. Oh, yeah.